Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix original series. Animated photographs of the characters and horses with their names on rosettes. Zoe, Raven, Bob, Gabby, Jade, Becky, Mia, Susie, Winnie, Marcus, Pin, Callum, Alex. Title, Free Reign.
Valentine's is just around the corner and love is in the air. Everyone at Brightfield is in the mood for romance. Especially Bob.
Bob, stop!
Bob runs across the field with a Valentine's balloon. Becky chases him to the gate where Jade's sitting.
Bob, stop! Bob, I've
got this! His second butterfly!
Bob runs straight through some Valentine ribbons that have been tied across the yard. Gabby runs after him. Zoe turns around. Bob runs around Zoe, covered in ribbon and wrapping her up in it as well. The others all watch and smile as Bob walks into his stable, leaving Zoe tied up and holding balloons. Pin walks up to her.
Wow.
Hi.
I had no idea you were so into Valentine's Day.
Yep. Big deal for me. Love it. Every year. You?
Sorry. I need to talk to Marcus.
Marcus.
Have you seen him?
That way.
Marcus.
Okay. I'll stay here. You go. It's fine. Yeah.
The others watch them.
Did Penn seem off to you?
No. He was just,
surprised.
You do look pretty surprising.
Maybe he's just realized he needs to step up his Valentine's game.
I reckon he's gonna name a star after you.
Or maybe whisk you off to Paris. He's gonna ask you to marry him, and then you'll say yes, and you'll be a duchess, and live in a fancy castle and have fancy parties, and then you'll have all the jobbers that money can buy.
Or he's just talking to Marcus.
You'll see. Pony Squad are going to own Valentine's this year. Even though I might get a card.
Oh, you definitely will. Now that you have a boyfriend?
He's an almost boyfriend.
Well, if not, you can all open one of Mia's many, many cards.
Can't believe my gifts have started arriving already. So embarrassing.
Pin and Marcus watch her walk past with envelopes and flowers.
Hey, guys, what are you doing tomorrow for Galentine's?
Galentine's?
Yeah, back home, February 13th is strictly for the girls. We should do something tomorrow. We should have an adventure.
Okay, great, but what?
I have the very thing. We should find the Maidstone.
The Maidstone?
Yeah. I've been reading my grandma's book.
People have driven themselves mad looking for this thing.
That's probably because it doesn't exist.
Hey, I'm skeptic in this outfit.
Well, my grandma was a believer. She never found the stone, but she didn't have Pony Squad helping her. We're gonna finish what she started.
We'll be in the papers. We'll give lectures.
We are going to have the best Galentine's adventure ever.
Sounds great.
Oh, sorry, guys. No boys allowed.
This is for misters.
Ponies before phonies.
We ride at dawn.
Yes!
In Zoe's bedroom.
Okay, listen to this.
And in that very same year of our Lord, this island faced its darkest hour.
Flashback. The maid rides along the beach, then holds up a sword.
Invaders came from across the sea. But one girl stood up and pushed back our enemies. They say she was the greatest warrior that ever lived. And when her fighting days came to an end, a stone was laid in her honor. Then lost in the mists of time. So I didn't exactly plan on spending my Valentine's weekend on the trail of a fairy story.
The Maidstone isn't a story. It really happened. Right, Grandpa?
Oh, yes. Your grandma and her friends were always off looking for that old thing. She got so close, but, well, she passed away before she could find it.
Zoe hugs him.
from her garden. The roses have blossomed particularly early this year.
They're beautiful.
Gabby finds a red envelope tucked into Zoe's bed.
What's this?
What did I tell you? Keeping your hands off my stuff. Roomy.
I mean, it's for Pin, right?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing for Valentine's. He was really weird about it all today.
But I just thought a little card wouldn't hurt.
Gabby's sitting on Zoe's phone.
Pony Squad calling.
She hands it over.
You guys have a secret group chat?
And a handshake, and a distress call, and a secret password that Becky changes every single day, and I can never remember it. I'll add you.
Zoe adds Gabby to the group and shows her. Gabby smiles.
Becky and Jade will have to approve, but they will.
You just have to give them some time.
Okay.
Night turns to day. Dawn breaks over the fields. At Brightfields, Becky leads Bob out of the stable. He's covered in love hearts and ribbons. Zoe brings Raven out, also decorated with love hearts. She carefully straightens them all out.
Right, everyone. I've got pink rosettes, shiny heart tattoos, and lots of biodegradable gauze glitter. You guys are almost ready. Can't forget these.
Pony Squad badges.
These are amazing.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot one for Gabby.
No, that's fine. I'm not part of Pony Squad, am I?
Technically.
Well, yet. Consider today your induction day. I'll be scoring you during the adventure.
She's joking. Oof. Oof, she's serious.
Jade notices Becky's bag.
Isn't that Mia's new bag? Does she know you're borrowing
it? You know, we're basically best mates these days.
But just to be on the safe side, let's not tell her.
Good plan.
Besides, I need somewhere to stash all of these.
Please tell me you haven't any packed sweets.
No. I also packed cupcakes.
Good luck, Pony Squad. And Gabby.
Oh, what is that?
It's nothing to do with me.
A trail of red petals lies on the ground. Zoe and the girls follow them into the arena, where flowers laid out in the shape of a love heart surround a chest with a heart-shaped box on it.
Who's it for?
There's no name on it.
Do you believe in love?
Oh, I do. Well, open it.
No, you open it.
No, you open it.
I don't want to open it.
Guys,
I'll open it.
Zoe lifts the lid and confetti shoots out.
Well, what does it say?
See what the maid's stone.
Come on, ladies, keep up.
Sorry, boys only.
Happy Valentine's.
Marcus, that totally doesn't work.
The boys are going to steal our ancient stone.
Over my dead body. Get the horses. Go!
Zoe, Gabby, Becky, and Jade ride across a field. On a white map, their journey leaves a path of red dots in their wake as they head out across the island. At Brightfields, Mia walks into the office and finds Susie with a lot of cards and flowers.
Wow! Are these really all for me? Flowers? Cards? What am I gonna do with them all? What am I gonna do with all these cards? Wait, where is everyone?
Mia steps outside. Winnie approaches.
You. You're Becky's number one fangirl, aren't you?
Absolutely. I once got her to sign my school book, except it was my report. Then I got detention. But it was still the best thing that's ever happened to
Zip
me.
Zip it. Well, where is she?
I'll never tell.
Mia looks threatening.
They've gone to find the Maidstone. If they do, they'll be the first people to discover it. And everyone will think they're amazing. And they'll be on the front page of the Island Herald.
Not if I get there first. Susie.
Susie gives Winnie some flowers and follows Mia out. Alex is standing in a clearing in the woods looking at his phone. Someone rides up on a quad bike wearing a leather jacket and a black helmet. They lift the visor. It's Callum.
Picked it up this morning.
Valentine's Day gift from you to you.
Saying I love myself. Hey, I'm cool with that.
Why aren't you with that weird little girlfriend of yours?
Becky's not weird.
But she is your girlfriend.
Well, we haven't made it official yet, and I really like her, and I think she likes me, so I guess.
Well, if she likes you so much, then where is she?
She's busy. On some quest to find the magical stone or something.
Alex shows Callum Becky's blog.
Hey, Alex. How about you and me go on a little adventure?
Marcus and Pin ride side by side across a field and up a gentle hill. When they reach the top, they stop and look ahead. Marcus takes out a map.
So, we just keep riding north, over those hills, through the swamp and into that really impenetrable looking wood. Easy.
Or we just leave the girls to their adventure and go back to the yard.
What, and watch Mia open all of their Valentine's Day cards? No thanks.
Yeah, that must be tough.
Well, sometimes it's good to get away from Brightfields.
Yeah. Let's just hope the map's right.
Well, it must be. Found it in your castle, didn't we? Along with all the other Maid of the Island stuff.
We don't need the girls' book. We've got an X. An X always marks a spot.
Come on. We have nothing to be worried about.
Marcus rides away with a smile. Pin watches him, then follows. On the map, they leave a trail of blue dots in their wake. The girls are going in a different direction and reach a church.
My grandma made lots of notes about the church, so it must be important.
They slowly ride up to it on their horses and come to a stop. They jump down and approach the ruins.
What happened here?
It was bombed out during the Second World War. The whole island was.
It seems like someone's always trying to invade this place.
Yep, but no one's ever succeeded.
Spirit of the Maid keeps them out.
There is supposed to be an old signpost somewhere in the churchyard.
There is. Oh, wait, no, that's my shadow.
Well, look, your gran's drawn a stained glass window. Looks the same. Come on, it's gotta be worth some pony squad points.
We'll see.
Good job, Captain.
It's pointing north from here towards Blaker's Point.
It's that way. Come on, guys.
They walk away excitedly. Someone watches them from behind a bush through a pair of binoculars. Mia and Susie ride across a field. They slow to a stop.
Mia! Yeah, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to find that stone, and I'm going to be on the front page of the Herald.
How? We don't have a map or any of Jade's clues.
We have Becky.
We do.
That chirpy ditzy blogger is breaking the first rule of the internet safety code. She's left her location on. And they went that way.
Mia puts her phone back in her pocket and they ride on. On the map of the island, they leave a trail of purple dots behind them. The pony squad's red trail leads to a tree and a thick forest. The girls ride in single file through the forest. Jade stops, and the others pull up beside her. She looks at her phone.
What's wrong?
I think the boys are heading somewhere else. Look at their map. Their X is on the beach, but our book says the stone is on a rocky peninsula.
Let me see that.
What do you think?
I think that is a Valentine's card. If ever I saw one.
I wonder who it's for.
Yoo-hoo!
Mia and Susie.
Someone's coming.
Hi, Mia.
Hello. What are you all doing out here?
Hacking. And you?
Oh, we heard about Galentine's and wanted to get involved. Right, Mia?
Absolutely. It's like you always say, us girls should stick together.
Look, Zoe. That red tree is like the one in your grandma's book.
We're going the right way.
Come on, let's ride.
They all ride over to a small tree with red leaves on it. In a forest, Marcus stops to take out the map. Pin notices the same pink envelope tucked into his trousers that Becky saw in the photo.
Oh, Marcus. You shouldn't have.
Do you want to pretend that you didn't just see that?
Sure.
What can I say? I love Valentine's Day. Did you get something for Zoe?
What kind?
Pin. Did you forget?
No. It's all a bit of a mess. I think Zoe is, like, super into it all. And I sort of implied that I'm not and then ran away.
Okay, yeah, that is a mess. Well, what's your problem with Valentine's Day?
Long story.
Pin, I'm taking a risk with this card, and I think you need to do the same. Whatever it is, just tell her. I'm sure she'll understand.
Marcus rides away, leaving Pin looking thoughtful. Becky trails behind the girls.
What's taking them so long?
Hey, Bob's only got small legs.
Are you texting Pin? Why haven't you no boys' room?
I'm messaging Grandpa. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. But you are worried about him, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I really freaked him out yesterday.
Which is why we're all out here, hunting a mythical stone.
The truth is, I don't care about cards or presents or whatever. I just wanted to spend some time with him.
So tell him.
I will. After Galentine's Day.
Finally!
Oh, all right, well done, guys.
How's Bob doing?
He is having the best time.
Look, Mia's got a point. We're never going to make it if we go at Bob's speed, so why don't we ride ahead? Let Raven set the pace. Oh, let me guess. Another pony squad rule, leg broken?
Yes, we never leave anyone behind.
Okay, are we stopping here?
Yeah, we can set up camp in the forest.
Then let's camp.
They ride along the side of a lake.
What about the boys?
Pin won't push the horses, Marcus won't ride after dark, but we do need to start first thing if we want to beat them.
East Point Lake is marked on the map. Marcus and Pin walk through a forest.
We can camp in here. Get a fire going. Look, smoke. Someone's beating us to it. Sounds like the girls. Mia's with them. Yeah. What's up? Start a fire. It won't be long. Where are you going?
The girls' camp.
So we just put this pole in here and voila! We're up.
Zoe puts wood on the fire.
Don't let Mia see you've got her bag.
I told you not to bring it.
You'll be thanking me at our midnight feast.
What time should we have that, by the way?
Midnight?
Good idea. We really should have put something to lie on.
Ground mat?
And something to heat up water with.
Billy can.
And some unicorn slipper socks. Like these.
Those are so on point.
Marcus sneaks up and puts the Valentine's card in Mia's bag.
Okay, you guys. Pony squad selfie.
A selfie.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Gabby stands on her own behind Jade, Becky, and Zoe. They walk away, ignoring her. Pin's sitting on the ground building a small fire when Marcus returns.
Where have you been? I'm just checking out the enemy. They're not far away. They've got tents. And cookies. Hey, how come we don't have any cookies?
Did you give Mia your card?
Maybe. You've still got time to make one for Zoe. You could fashion it out of bark.
Can you just help me get this fire going? It's gonna be dark soon.
Marcus smiles and breaks a stick against his leg. Darkness falls and the moon comes out over the lake, its light reflecting off the water. The girls sit around their campfire.
Who wants to hear a ghost story? It was a night like any other.
Don't do the voice.
Do the voice.
It was a night like any other.
I can't do the voice.
Okay.
It was a night like any other. Until the mist came down, cloaking the twisted woods in the misty mist that stank of misty death. Ghost Pony was out for revenge.
A white horse.
This is ludicrous.
totally fascinatingly ludicrous.
Come on, I've got my French manicure set in my bag.
Oh, cool.
My cuticles could do with some TLC.
Oh, right.
Some say his skeletal bones rattle in the wind. Others say his zombie eye could kill you with one death-inducing stare.
Gabby frowns.
Okay, what was that noise?
It was Mia and Susie.
Yeah, they went that way.
No, there's definitely something or someone out there.
It's Ghost Pony.
Or it's just the boys messing around.
Thought this whole Galentine's thing was so you didn't have to deal with the boys.
I'll be back.
Zoe walks away from the camp with a flashlight, looking around amongst the trees and holding one arm across her chest. The flashlight flickers and she stumbles.
What's wrong with this thing?
A figure goes past in the bushes, swinging a flashlight. Zoe hits her flashlight, trying to get it to work. The figure backs into her. They both fall down.
Pin?
Zoe?
Becky's in the tent taking the candy she brought out of Mia's bag. She finds the pink Valentine's card that Marcus hid in it and opens it. Becky reads the message.
Be mine. Oh, my pub!
She calls out of the tent, but it's Gabby who turns to her.
Psst. Psst. Pistachios are my favorite nuts. And you?
Gabby frowns.
I'll go get some firewood. Where is it, Becky? I got a Valentine's card. From Marcus.
What?
It's the one from the photo.
Oh, my God, this is so awkward. I have an almost boyfriend. I'm actually going to have to say no to Marcus.
Yeah, I don't think...
Don't worry. I'll let him down gently. Oh, Jade is going to be so heartbroken.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just a
Pony Squad business.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Gabby drops the wood down and walks off. She makes her way over to Mia's fairy lit tent, where Susie's blowing up an airbed.
Come on, Susie, put your back into it.
I'm running out of breath.
I need one more sleep. And tomorrow I'm going to discover the Maidstone.
Everyone's going to be so impressed.
Just have to keep acting like we're their best friends.
Pony Squad, yeah!
We can outride them as soon as we're near the stone.
I knew you two were up to something. Gabby, are you really that desperate for attention?
Oh, we're just offering a little friendly competition.
You just want to get yourself in the papers.
Oh, look at you. So loyal to the squad. They don't care about you, you know. You're just in their way, spoiling their boring girls' club. Keep quiet. Help us get to the stone first, and you can ride Sparkles and hang with me and Susie this summer.
What do you say?
So, we got your Valentine's Day message.
Are you angry? I told Marcus it was a stupid idea. I said...
No. I'm not angry.
I knew it was a fake.
Because you're not into Valentine's Day, right?
It's complicated.
Zoe smiles and watches Pin, waiting.
The thing is...
There you are. We were worried.
Hi, Jade.
Hey, Pin.
Galentine's?
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Pin and Zoe stand up. Jade walks away.
I have to go.
Sisters before misters.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you could light the way back with your flashlight.
I don't have one.
Wait, that wasn't you guys earlier running around with the light?
No.
Zoe looks concerned.
Someone else is out here.
They stand together looking around in the dark.
We should stick together.
Yeah. Good idea.
Alex runs off through the trees with a flashlight. He joins Callum at their tent.
You nearly blew it with your stupid flashlight. What were you doing?
Just testing the batteries.
You were trying to get your girlfriend's attention.
Almost. Girlfriend.
Whatever. Please don't tell me Becky's the reason you came on this trip.
Of course not. I'm completely dedicated to finding the maid's rock.
Stone.
Yeah.
Be more careful then. I have to find where it's hidden. The others have no idea what's buried beneath it.
Becky's sitting alone by the fire.
Becky.
Marcus?
Thank goodness I found it.
I know what you want.
You do?
It's obvious, but it can never be.
Why not exactly?
Because I have a boy who's a friend who's an almost boyfriend.
Wait. What are you talking about?
Your card? What are you talking about?
Sharing your campfire. Becky, that card wasn't meant for you.
Shh. I won't tell anyone. It can be our secret.
Yeah, but Becky,
You can share our campfire if you keep your distance. I don't want to make this any harder for you than it already is.
She pats him on the shoulder and turns away. Marcus looks bemused. Jade, Zoe, and Pin walk into camp.
Pony squad reunited.
Did you find Ghost Pony?
Nope, but I did find a boy.
Snap.
Marcus, what are you doing here?
I invited him. As a friend.
So, we are definitely not alone in this forest. I think it's best if we stick together tonight. Do you guys mind bunking down here?
Well, next to this lovely warm fire.
Let me think about that for a second.
Yeah, good plan.
Where have you been?
Getting firewood. I'm tired.
Oh, right. Time to hit the hay, I think. Big day tomorrow.
Valentine's.
Hin stares at Zoe, who smiles awkwardly.
Nope. Or like, Race to the Stone. Good night.
Gabby and Zoe lie in their tent.
Hey, Zoe.
Gabby sits up.
Do you think I fit in?
Just move your feet a little more that way and you'll be perfect.
No, I mean, with Jade and Becky.
Just give them a little time. They'll come to love you and your massive feet just as much as I do.
Leave my massive feet out of it.
Good night, Gabsters.
Please don't call me that.
Okay, Gabsteroni.
Gabby turns away and lies down again. She picks up her phone and reads a text from Mia. So, are you in? Gabby glances behind her at Zoe, then puts the phone face down and looks away thoughtfully. Jade and Becky are lying in their tent.
You just brushed your teeth. But humbugs are mint.
Night!
Night, girls.
Good night. Good night, y'all. Good night, everyone!
Susie.
Sorry, Mia.
Night, everyone!
Night!
Good night!
Could you stop now?
Good night.
Good night, my precious.
Susie, I'm warning you.
Good night, girls.
The moon shines on the lake as they all sleep. Zoe dreams.
Invaders came from across the sea. But one girl stood up and pushed back our enemies.
The maid of the island rides across a beach. She walks through a forest, then drives a sword down.
And when her fighting days came to an end, a stone was laid in her honor.
She stands looking out to sea and fights a man with a sword. Zoe wakes.
Gabby.
Gabby's gone. The sun rises behind the trees. The boys are still sleeping. The girls are all packed up.
Should we wake them?
Hey, no way.
All is fair in love and war.
We should set off. It's still a long ride north.
There you are. Where are Mira and Susie?
I thought they could do with a relaxing getaway.
Mia sits up and takes off her eye mask. the tents gone and their airbeds by the edge of the lake.
Susie!
Where are we? Where's our tent?
Well, forget the tent, where's our stuff?
Gabby.
They're on a small island in the middle of the lake. On the map, the girls leave red dots in their wake as they ride away. Zoe, Gabby, Becky, and Jade ride across a field of long grass in open countryside.
You left them on an actual island. Too harsh? I mean, I'm not so sure it's strictly Pony Squad approved behavior.
Well, I think it's the best thing I ever heard.
I still can't believe Mia was gonna steal our idea.
And our glory. She can't stand anyone else being the center of attention.
They tried to buy you off.
But you told them where to stick it. Nice one, Gabby.
To the stone!
They ride on together. The boys are still sleeping by the smoking fire.
Mia.
Hin looks round. He sits up and stares at Marcus.
Mia?
What? I didn't say Mia.
You said Mia.
Monty?
You did not say Monty.
No! Look! They're loose!
Their horses run away. Alex and Callum watch from the bushes.
Those Brightfield losers have no idea how valuable the Maid's Stone really is.
She was buried with a golden crown. She's supposed to be worth a fortune.
And now... we have their map. There's even an X marking the spot. Classic!
Mate, letting the horses go was a step too far.
If you want to keep your place at Holloway, you'll do what I say.
Okay. But this looks like a military map.
Come on. Let's go. Raven's fast, but he's no match for my new wheels.
Alex shakes his head and follows. Hin and Marcus lead their unsaddled horses back to camp.
Hang on. What's up?
Marcus checks his bag, which is lying open on the ground.
The girls have taken the map.
No way.
What did you say to Zoe to make her do this?
Nothing. We were cool. No, but she'd never set the horses loose like that. Come on, get the saddles. Let's go.
I think I can remember the way.
They ride hard across a field. On the map, they leave blue dots in their wake. Mia and Susie are still in the forest.
Where did everyone go?
I know exactly where.
Probably the sweets.
They run off, following a trail of candy on the ground, and come to a gate with an old sign.
Danger. They went into a restricted zone. We have to warn them.
The dots of all three groups leads towards the X. On a beach.
The maid was laid to rest at the most northern point, in a forest of thorns.
But I don't see a forest of thorns and I don't see a burial site.
There's no stones anywhere, it's just sand.
Well, we can't give up.
Bob, look, Firefly came back for you.
Stop! Wait there!
Ooh, we look really mad. I'll handle this.
Look, I told them about your little plan. You got everything you deserved.
Oh, forget about that. We found a danger sign.
Wait, what are you guys saying?
This whole area is a military zone. Did you not see the signs? It's full of explosives.
We have to warn the boys.
Hin and Marcus ride side by side along a track. Marcus stops.
Come on. I'm pretty sure the map said X was this way. Marcus?
Why would the girls set our horses free like that?
We don't know who did it.
I do. Probably the person my card was meant for. She'd do anything to get to the stone first. Maybe you're right. Maybe Valentine's Day is best avoided.
Hin watches Marcus, then takes out his phone.
It's Zoe. What should I do?
Don't answer it. Come on. We have to beat them.
Hin puts his phone back in his pocket and they ride on.
No answer.
He's screening your calls. I heard that's really unhealthy in a relationship.
Okay, Becky, bigger picture.
I've seen this symbol before.
It's a Second World War sign.
Meaning? The cross on the boy's map doesn't mark the Maidstone.
I think X is for landmines.
Pin.
Oh, don't worry, we'll find him. Won't we?
We have to go back.
Let's go.
They ride their horses back over the sand dunes and across a field. They spot Pin and Marcus riding along the tree line up ahead.
There they are.
You guys, stop! Stop in danger!
The boys approach.
Why haven't you been answering your phone?
Firstly, because we were trying to catch our horses.
Wait, what?
We know that you set them loose so that you could steal our map.
We didn't steal anything.
Yeah, so it just vanished into thin air, did it?
Guys, if you don't have the map and we don't have the map, who does?
Callum and Alex look at the map by the beach.
Are you sure the stone is down here?
X always marks the spot. Come on.
Callum grabs a shovel and runs onto the beach. Alex follows him. The others ride their horses fast along the shoreline in the shallow water. Callum digs in the sand while Alex paces.
There's no point, Callum. This beach is massive.
The map clearly states 10 feet from the ship's mast, heading north.
But there's no point. We've already tried. There's nothing here.
It has to be here. Just keep digging.
Callum pushes his shovel in. He looks up.
Did you hear that? It's the Maid's Stone. It has to be.
Callum digs. Alex goes over and helps with his hands. Zoe and Jade run to the top of a sand dune and look out at them.
Callum?
Callum!
You're too late! The stone is ours!
No, it's not the stone!
Whatever.
We think it's a landmine!
Callum puts his shovel on a mine.
That's not good, is it?
Don't move!
Wait here. I'm gonna go get some help, okay?
Alex runs off, leaving Callum holding his shovel on the mine.
The police are on their way. They said to stay far back.
I don't know how much longer we can hold it. He's really shaking.
Well, we can't just leave him there.
If he takes his spade off the firing pin, then...
It's on Valentine's Day, huh?
Zoe? Zoe?
There's no time, Pin. Just make sure everybody stays right here, okay?
Whatever you're thinking about doing, just stop thinking it, okay?
This is my fault, okay? I'm the one who suggested we look for the stone.
I know, but there's something I have to tell you.
Look, Raven is the fastest. We have to do this. We'll be fine.
Pin lets her go. Callum's crouched by the hole in the sand when Zoe rides up behind him on Raven. He looks round and watches her approach.
Are you okay?
Spade is slipping. I can't hold it much longer.
We are going to get you out of here, but you have to do exactly what I say. Drop the spade, then get onto Raven. We can do this. Raven can do this.
Right.
Ready? Go!
Callum drops the shovel and climbs onto Raven. The mine explodes.
They did it!
The others run down to the beach. Callum jumps off Raven.
You did it, Raven.
I mean, you did it! Yes. That was
amazing! Raven did it.
You all done, Raven.
Pin smiles at Zoe.
Yeah.
Later, the police are on the beach. Pin walks away from an officer, shaking his head.
The police are so mad with you. I'm so mad with you. Why couldn't you have just stayed still?
Zoe hugs him and smiles. Pin holds her tight.
I thought you weren't into Valentine's Day.
You have no idea.
So tell me.
Come on.
Marcus walks up to Mia and puts his arm around her. Becky looks at the Valentine's card.
No way.
Maybe this wasn't for me after all. I can't believe Callum.
Yeah, and Alex is officially the worst almost boyfriend ever.
Callum! Do you want to tell me what you're doing out here with a stolen map?
Trying not to get blown up.
You were following us.
We were just trying out my new bike. Weren't we, Alex?
Alex looks at Callum.
We were trying to find the Maidstone.
Hang it up.
It's buried with a golden crown, and he reckons he can sell it.
Callum walks off, and Susie follows him.
What about you? What were you doing here?
Honestly, I just wanted to spend some time with my girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
I mean, you don't, huh? Happy Valentine's Day.
Coffee heart, sorry.
They hug instead of kissing. Pin and Zoe walk along the beach together.
My mum and dad got married on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Pin, I'm...
They used to exchange gifts, cards, make a big show of it.
I was just a kid. I thought that's what love must be, you know? Didn't stop her leaving.
You know, I didn't want a card or a gift. I just wanted to spend some time with you. And sure, out riding an exploding landmine wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but, you know, I'll take it.
I think maybe we need to start being a bit more honest with each other.
I think that is a very good idea.
Wearing her riding hat, Jade reads from a book.
The maid was laid to rest at the most northern tip of the island, which means it should be here, but it's not.
Well, what about that place over there? Looks northern.
Zoe's standing with Pin.
What is it?
I just really wanted to find that stone. For Pony Squad, for Galentine's, for Grandma. But I guess it's just not meant to be.
Gabby's got it!
Maybe you still can.
In Saxon times, that group of islands were connected to the mainland, making it...
the most northern point of the island.
Exactly, and it can only be reached at low tide.
Which is now.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's do this together.
Callum drives past.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
He rides straight past the pack of horses who all start running along the shoreline. Callum rides his quad bike fast between some rocks, sliding around in the deep sand. He goes through some water. The horses keep running.
Leave Callum to me!
Callum speeds around amongst the rocks. Susie rides up to them and cuts him off as he's riding out, forcing him to stop.
Oh, come on, Susie. I know you're upset. But you and me have always had a connection. We've got history, chemistry.
And I've got... your key.
No, this is my dad's quad bike!
She throws it.
Quick, guys, round here! Look! Bruises. Stone is hidden by a forest of thorns, but it's not a forest.
It's a rose bush.
It has to be there.
Yeah.
They all climb up the rocks to the top where the blue flowers grow. Flashbacks of the island maid walking through the woods with the sword. Men with swords and shields running through the trees. The maid fighting them. The maid stands on top of the cliff and holds her sword in the air with both hands. The group reaches a rock with a worn and weathered Celtic heart symbol engraved on top of it.
Imagine her, standing here, looking out to sea, the Saxons in the horizon.
Getting ready for the fight of her life.
What are you all waiting for?
Post your photo, your claim to fame.
Okay, is it totally inappropriate to put a filter on the Maidstone? Because I could put doggy ears or a rainbow mouth or... I could face swap with it.
Those roses. I've never seen any like these before. I don't think they're native to the island.
Jade,
Now is not the time for a lesson in horticulture.
Wait. These are the same flowers from my grandpa's garden.
Grandma?
I think my grandma found the stone. She was just protecting it. Like the maid protecting our island.
If we post the photo, then the island's just gonna get invaded again by tourists and people like Callum with their metal detectors looking for the golden crown.
Just because we find something doesn't mean we have to shout about it. I say we keep the maid's stone a secret.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Wait, but
agreed.
Sorry, I need to gape you right in my mouth.
They all start to walk away. Mia stands and looks thoughtfully at the stone. Hin bends down and picks one of the blue flowers. As they walk away, the maid stands on the rock wearing her long white dress and watching Zoe with a smile. Zoe stops and looks back. The rock is empty again, but her eyes linger for a moment. Then she turns to join the others. Callum's discarded jacket lies draped over a rock. Callum's waist-deep in the sea, feeling under the water with one hand and holding his phone in the other.
Keys. Keys, come on, where are you?
Hello, Callum.
Dad, I need you to come pick me up. And there might be a little tiny problem with your bike.
Flying over the countryside with the sun shining low on the horizon. Pink flowers and ribbons decorate bright fields. Mia and Susie walk into the tack room and sit at a table covered in envelopes.
So, when are you going to open all your cards?
It's okay, Susie. You can drop the act. I give you money every single year to buy these and you spend hours making the handwriting different on every single one. I don't need to do this anymore.
Becky.
This is for you.
Oh. It's not from me.
And why?
It's a long story involving borrowing your bag and then...
You borrowed my bag.
Don't think about that. Look at the shiny card.
Mia smiles and picks up the envelope from Marcus.
Someone sent you an actual real Valentine's Day card.
But who?
Marcus looks in at them and smiles at Becky as she comes out. Zoe sits on a fence watching the horses with a contented smile. Gabby and Jade sit together a little further along. Hin walks up and sits with Zoe. He hands her a gift box with a paper heart stuck to it.
Is this another trick?
Happy Valentine's Day, Zoe. And just so you know, I feel exactly the same way about you the other 364 days of the year.
She smiles and lifts the lid. A blue flower from the maid's stone lies inside on pink tissue paper.
My grandma's rose.
If you press it in your book, it'll last forever.
Zoe lies the rose in the book and carefully closes it. She looks up at Pin and they kiss with the sun shining behind them. Becky runs up with Alex.
Does anyone want a glitter heart tattoo? Is that a pony sport thing? Because I feel like that's taking it a bit far.
Right, hold it down.
Great, that's
part of the gang now. An official member of Pony Squad.
There you go. Suits you.
They all stand together.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Raven and Bob run together side by side. End credits. Zoe, Jalen Barron. Callum, Joe Ashman. Jade, Manpreet Bambra. Mia, Celine Buckins. Pin, Freddie Carter. Marcus, Bruce Herbalin Earl. Becky, Carrie Ingram. Gabby, Charlotte Jordan. Frank, Jeff McGivern. Alex, Martin Bob Semple. Winnie, Sadie Sim. Susie, Carla Woodcock. created by Vicky Lutis and Anna McCleary. Lime Pictures, All Three Media.
The red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.